hard.
Check.
Check.
Hard check. Dick. Check.
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 My pussy. Pussy. My pussy's a win.
Check.
Check.
I'm all about...
My pussy's a win.
Double pussy check.
Getting good levels now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because everybody complained.
About the professionalism of our podcast?
I guess, something like that.
We should get a fucking producer, dude.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, some guy we make fun of.
Scott Storch.
Oh, super producer Scott Storch?
Of course.
Yeah.
We got the money now.
We should hire Storch.
He's trying to work.
He's broke.
No, no, he's doing a comeback now. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, of course he'd say that on his Instagram.
No, he's like working with like big rappers.
Because they all fucking owe him.
I guess
so. How much cocaine?
No, he's like not into coke or yachts anymore. He's like got his priorities. But he does like smoke weed in the mall now.
Nice,
that's
dude.
Like his new thing.
Like those guys at IKEA.
He's like, I'm at Saks. Yeah, I love those guys at IKEA.
Hell yeah.
The grandpa and like the like 5 15-year-olds that he hangs out with and wears the same t-shirt as.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, that's great.
Is this the podcast or reach second level?
No, it started.
Oh, nice.
It did?
It did. Hell yeah.
Oh shit,
I love pussy.
Well, hey guys, I'm back.
Adam's back, everyone.
I'm back from Africa, coming in with a more global perspective,
more worldly perspective.
Yeah, it's really great to get out of this country. What do you think about that, Nick? Nick doesn't like vacation.
Yeah, I'm not much of a vacation.
What's going on, man? I'm trying
to set a timer, so.
Oh, I see.
He's stressed out about going to the gym.
Nah, I get that just a bunch of shit. Then I get a spot after.
Yeah, I'm
jammed up today.
We're at the stand tonight.
They're at the stand tonight.
No one will hear this plug because we're going right after the show and we won't post it, but.
Yeah.
This will go up when? At midnight?
Probably.
Probably in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, probably tomorrow afternoon. Late tomorrow night.
When people are freaking out. I was getting messages in Africa about, like, where the fuck is the podcast, you fucking bug piece of shit?
Yeah, dude. It was like, Adam's fault, guys.
I'm at dinner with my parents right now.
It was Adam's fault. He stopped. He tried to hack Nick's computer.
Yeah, put in some malware.
Yeah.
I tried buying that new iMac again.
What happened? Your card
didn't go through? Micro Center had it for $1,000 off.
You told me, yeah.
Yeah. So even if you bought it, you could sell it immediately and make like $500.
Did you buy it?
No. I called and they said, because the problem is my card, I can't spend more than $3,500.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I can't get a credit card because my credit is shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you could probably get a credit card at this point.
I tried today.
Tried today?
Yeah. My credit's fucked. I don't know what the fuck it is. But
the bank guy, dude?
No.
You need me to come through in a nice suit.
No,
my client Nicholas would like a credit card, please.
I can't. I have a secured credit card with a $500 limit.
You have like a fucking teenager.
Yeah, you have
like a rich 12-year-old.
Yeah.
You have to like pay them the money first, and then that's your credit limit is the amount of money that you give them up front.
And then well, you want a bank account, basically?
It's a bank account with a deposit, and then you still get charged interest. You like pay them to. It's a fucking scam. But yeah.
How's that? That's your credit, right?
That's how you and like. Ex-cons get their credit back.
I don't know what the fuck happened to my credit that it's such shit. I mean,
didn't you have some electric bills from Texas that you didn't pay?
I didn't.
Something?
I fucking paid them. There was like some shady like collections agency that said I owed, but as soon as I disputed it, they removed it from my credit report.
There's got to be a credit czar that can help you with this.
I don't know. I'm not really worried about it, but anyways, they said I could pay with a check, and I went to go pay with a check, and then I get there, and they're like, "Oh, you can't pay with a check."
I'm sorry, dude. Hey, listen. You ever need to buy a computer? Call your boy. I'll come through with the Chase fucking
Sapphire
rewards.
No, baby. No. Let me come through.
What's
with
your credit limit?
It's big.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
What do you got? I know mine.
What's yours?
10.
Well, then mine's more than that because I've had it longer than you.
What do you mean?
I've had the card longer than you. I'm a Chase Sapphire rewards.
They upped it for you?
Yeah.
How often do they up it?
I don't know.
I just got it for South Africa because if you buy flights on it, they give you
the
triple points,
my dude.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Or quadruple points.
Something like double points.
For restaurants.
Yeah.
And you got to spend. Listen, guys, we're talking about rich people problems right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had this. I got that car when I was broke as shit. I lied about how much money I was making.
I lied too.
And I got it when I was broke as shit so that I could get those rewards and go to Greece.
I've been declined for every fucking card I've ever applied for.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
He's mean on the phone.
No, I apply on
that's
the internet.
That's what you need to do.
No, it's because I have like unstable job history. I've like never had a loan.
Never had any credit whatsoever, huh?
Yeah.
I guess my credit's okay from student loans because I pay those every month.
I have really good credit. I don't know how the fuck it happened. Probably because the banks all fear and respect me.
Don't they know that you're an immigrant, though? That's you should why. Have bad credit.
That's why. I go in, and I'm like, ever since my family came here from Ellis Island.
Yeah, you're wearing the newsboy cap.
I'm wearing a little newsboy cap.
You look like Fievel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fievel goes...
gay.
To the pussy store. What's wrong, buddy? You seem down.
Nick,
just no,
I'm just exhausted. No, I haven't been sleeping well.
Oh, no.
Just get some melatonin or something. I don't know what it is, but I can't get more than like 3 or 4 hours of sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Same here, but that's just because I'm jet lagged as fuck right now.
I chipped my tooth yesterday.
Oh, uh-huh. Which one?
This is in the front. It's barely noticeable. But
did we get insurance, any of us, for this year?
I don't have insurance.
I don't know. None of us did it.
I don't have insurance.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to a dentist in Jersey. My friend's uncle's a dentist, and I'm hoping he'll hook it up and give me a... fix up this fucked up tooth. I think there's a hole at the top of it now. I think my $40 root canal is starting to fade.
Yeah, I don't think filling your tooth with caulk would... yeah. I don't think that's a good solution.
I went to the accountant today. I'm all paid up.
Oh, nice.
On your taxes?
Well, I did all the like estimated payments, so I should be all right, and then I'll figure out.
Oh, are those due? Fuck. I need it. I should get
Did
that.
You make any payments at all this year?
I've been making payments.
To the state and... Yep. Yeah, then you're fine.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I'm about to get
You're going to get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Big time.
But it's not... I'm not going to... There's no penalty. I thought there would be
There's
a
little bit of a penalty.
No, there's no penalty for individuals. Mm. They recommend you make quarterly payments, but there's no penalty.
Whatever, man. Who cares?
All right, so bits...
No, but there's absolutely...
No, there's no... I talked to an accountant.
If you just don't pay anything, I mean, if you
make quarterly estimated
first
payments,
of all, like you're a business, you by definition have a business if you're getting paid as an independent contractor,
sole proprietor.
Sure.
And so yeah, you have.
You're getting them 1099s, my bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you made a bunch of money last year and you owed estimated quarterlies last year, and then the next year you're projected to make the same amount, and you don't make those payments, then like there will be a penalty. You can avoid it if you like. Make some kind of payment. I mean, it's not like that big of a deal, but
well, I don't understand. But
you get 1099s,
I'll just figure it out on April
14th. Let's put it this way:
you made
$50,000 off just the podcast last year. So
did I?
Yeah,
nice.
More than that, actually.
But don't tell them that.
So
it's private.
If you didn't pay anything on that, you're gonna get fucked.
Oh my god! Gawk, gawk.
Well, that's
Uncle Sam's. Red, white, and blue cock.
Yeah.
Off the
his
break,
balls are
off
blue.
The break, you owe like
his
you know 15% on that.
And his,
yeah, yeah,
his
yeah,
shaft
I know that.
Is white.
Yeah, yeah. I can. I think I can cover it.
He dipped his cock in raspberry sauce.
It's,
up top.
It's kind of yeah, whatever.
And white is the regular color of his dick.
So let's talk
and
about
his balls are blue because he hasn't fucked you yet, but he will fuck.
Oh, I'm
you.
Getting scared, guys. I don't want to.
15th.
Are they going to throw me to jail?
Yeah, you're going to the Jew jail.
That would be so sick if I went to jail. And then had to do
with
the pod through the phone.
I don't go to jail so I don't have to do CrossFit anymore. You don't have to pay for CrossFit.
Jail is just one big CrossFit.
I love those gyms that are like boot camp for fucking accountants or whatever. And it's like someone will scream at you because you're too much of a piece of shit to do push-ups on your own. You, a man with zero fucking willpower that
yes,
can never change anything about himself.
Are you talking about me specifically?
I'll spend money until...
I would love to spend money until my problems are solved.
Yeah.
I have no willpower whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was at home with my little brother, he would put me through like fun-ass workouts, and I was down, but I can't do it myself. Does it smell like cat shit?
Yeah, the cat does. Just shit on the floor right next to
Yeah,
God
I see
damn it.
It.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Right under the Christmas tree, which is still up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we got the Christmas tree late, so... It's
well. That's
it'll be
that's
fine.
Like a nice little present. You know?
The Christmas tree will be fine until probably leave it up till like April, May.
On 420,
mm-hmm.
We'll come out. We'll smoke the whole Christmas tree.
Yeah dude.
I believe it was Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
So, Adam, what do you think? We're thinking about replacing you with Ian. What do you think?
I don't know. I think we're done with Ian. I've
Forever?
Had enough of Ian. Yeah.
Wait, why would you replace it? I thought we were the
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, maybe somebody else then.
Why?
Ian's too tragic of a figure to continue.
Yeah.
Are you guys mean to him? His life is... The fun part about being mean to me is that my life has been kind of not that bad.
No, there's a lot of... No, it's fun to make... Just
Ian's life has actually been hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're still, just because you're, you know, your life is good.
You and Ian look very similar.
No, we don't at all.
You have big noses.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm the most attractive person on the podcast.
No, if Ian,
that's established.
If Ian could, if you could 100%. Grow a mustache, you would look exactly like Ian. Unfortunately, you lack the testosterone to be able to grow any kind of facial hair.
You have a better grow facial hair. You have keep it short.
You have three pubes that grow sparsely out of your face.
Ian has
like
curly
a, like
hair.
A young girl's vagina.
Mm.
All right.
Best, well, you have like an 11-year-old's vagina on your face.
It's great to be back. It's great to be
back.
You
do have some pussy
Africa.
Cheeks. You do have some young pussy cheeks.
Yeah, okay.
Just pockmarked and big
I
ass
do not
nose.
Look like what? Yeah,
you try and
lips
cover up your
like
acne
lips.
Scars or the beard, but you'll never be able to do it. Cause
no, actually, I can get my acne scars fixed. It's called a process called microdermabrasion.
Really?
Yeah. If I go to a dermatologist.
Okay.
I can get
through
it
your
fixed.
Tiny skin.
Microdermabrasion, that's how they fix your dick skin?
That's how they fix the my scarring, my small amount of scarring from acne.
Do you have dick's acne
what?
Scars? You think anyone has
how about micro sperm
dick?
Abrasion where we make fun of your small dick?
That's good.
Are we back to being mean? Is Nick in a bad... You were in a great place before I left. And now you're like...
The man runs three errands and it's all
no,
over.
You asked us to make...
Like
you, just, you just said it's better to make fun of me than Ian. So.
I didn't say
oh,
please make
fun
of me.
Please make
fun
of me. I didn't remember
I said
that.
It's meaner to make fun of Ian.
No, you
I was being gracious.
You were worried that you might lose your spot on the show, so you directed us to make fun of you.
I'm not worried that I'll lose my spot on the show.
Also, this is in response to your arrogance.
What arrogance? Oh, fuck off.
You brought this on yourself.
You did fucking, say your life is good.
You're a black
you're
hole
like,
of arrogance.
I'm a god among men.
I never
making
said
fun
any
of
that.
Me is hilarious because in reality, I have it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it all.
That's what you just said.
I'm going
said.
On lavish trips to Africa with my family.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't really...
Paying for everyone?
Yeah.
You paid for your whole family's flight?
I did
you
not.
You guys were staying in a palatial estate? Built
no,
by
didn't.
Slaves, by the way.
I was at my grandmother's.
Built by
apartment.
Slaves.
It wasn't
your
built by slaves.
Plantation?
There was no slavery there.
Yes, there
There's
was.
There's something called apartheid.
Yep.
Get it right.
Which your grandfather did the books for.
My grandfather was not an accountant.
He did the books for apartheid.
No, he didn't.
Like a certain company we know.
Yeah, a company that was not owned by Jews, funnily enough.
Yes, it was. Jews did the Holocaust. That's how fucking bad. That's why we need to kill them.
That's right.
They do
they
shit
did
like
the Holocaust.
Save the other Jews, the
lower
Jews.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good ones that they killed, they replaced. The Jews that live now aren't the Jews that existed before the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Jews that died in the Holocaust were the good Jews.
Interesting.
And these new people are interlopers.
Oh, this is good.
They're
this
imposters.
This is a good theory. Yeah. You actually are pro-Jew here. You're just anti the new Jew imposters.
Right, exactly.
That perpetrated the Holocaust.
He's
all the
anti-survivors.
All the people that died in the Holocaust.
Nick
no, he loves survivors.
No, shut the fuck up. All
you're
pro-perishers.
You're anti-survivors.
All the people that died in the Holocaust were black. They were those black, the black Israelites.
Oh, the black Israelites.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
So are all
yeah, of
the
course
Holocaust,
you didn't know that, you fucking idiot.
Are all the Holocaust pictures like photo
what
negatives?
The fuck?
Are they photo negatives?
What the fuck? What?
Are all the pictures from the Holocaust the photo negatives then?
Well, that's why those guys all look so, you know, sinewy.
Low
body.
The truth is
they have that fast twitch muscle.
Yeah. You know?
They were
people think
great.
They're really thin. They're not. Those are all just jacked children.
Jesus Christ.
This is just very low body fat. Good at dunking children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love learning new fucking facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not aware of that.
I love saying them. I love saying facts to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will admit when I was wrong. I've been saying Jews were the victims of the Holocaust this whole time, but now I know they did it.
Yeah, this guy on the bus explained the whole thing to me.
Was he a professor?
I miss getting bus advice. That's probably the best part about being a teenager is getting advice from people on the
who
bus.
Who are trying to molest you secretly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just remember there was like this fucking old black guy one time that was like just telling me something. He's like, thing is, man, is a pussy comes and goes, you know,
beautiful.
But money, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
what's
like,
left?
It's like, is that, I don't understand what the point you're making.
Yeah, there was no third thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no but this thing.
Yeah,
stays,
right.
God is always there.
Yeah.
I love the guys that are vulgar and try and like turn you to God at the end.
Mm. Ever, oh yeah,
meet
like
those guys.
Yeah, they told say you about cuss
that,
words.
That roommate I had when I was living in that SRO had that black guy that would come over and they would do Bible study together at night.
Yes,
and
that's
then
right.
The black guy would use the N-word while discussing the Bible.
I love it. Yeah, that's great stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the pastor that curses? That's no. good. He's like a fat black guy.
Is that like Christian rock?
It's so much better than Christian rock. He's just like some fat black guy, and he's like, and he like does a response video to people like, why is the pastor talking that way?
Is there Christian anime?
Ooh,
that's got to exist.
That's good. Is the hero Jesus every time?
No, it's allegorical.
I would watch Christian anime with like Saint John the Baptist. And he's got big eyes. And
how long do you think
blonde.
It takes before Brandon Wardell is talking about Christian anime?
Now that we've 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What did he do, Honey? I Blew the Kids the other day.
Yeah.
No, but he texted me because someone was like, "Come down, did this." And he was like, "Did you guys do this?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he took it down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, it is a very hard, nuanced ass joke
mm-hmm.
to come up with. Like
it's
my
smart
dick,
joke.
Which is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
nuance is that another word for small?
New ass. No.
New assed.
No. Hard and new.
My dick is really nuanced.
My dick is nuanced.
It's really.
My dick is subtle. That's subtle. That's the way to talk about your small dick. Say it's a very subtle dick. It's not for. Listen, if you're one of these fucking, you know, low culture, big dick loving whores, you're not going to go for my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're smart and you understand art.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you've read. You know, a lot of books of a good author.
Yeah, you've like, read. You can't think of one.
Dr. Seuss.
Tolstoy.
Who Tolstoy
wrote,
is good. Yeah,
who wrote,
good.
Who wrote The Giver? Our friend's
good.
Favorite book.
That guy's good,
Ian?
Bro.
No.
Yeah, if you've read The Giver.
Ralph.
Ellison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ralph, all those guys.
No,
we know. Yeah.
I just want to tell the story.
You can tell the story.
Nah, I don't want it.
Who's what?
Walter Strowski, comedian.
Yeah.
His favorite books on Facebook
were incredible.
Are like One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, and The Giver.
The Giver was like, we're topped out.
Yeah.
And I got to say,
The Giver is like sixth grade reading level.
That's shit, bro.
Well, I it's like assigned reading up until like the age you can have sex.
Right. Like,
and he hit like 12 and he's like, yo, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not reading nothing.
Reading with Jack.
Oh, yo, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to fuck these whores. I'm about to be responsible for somebody's first abortion, yo.
Mm.
yeah, if you're one of those ladies, check out my subtle ass dick.
Mm-hmm. I like that euphemism for small dick.
There's a giver about it's like some old
subtle
man
tube.
That
are you guys still saying
what,
tube?
What colors are.
Of course.
Right.
The big thing is the kid sees colors. So, that
but it's
makes
about
it,
it's about it's like the same thing as Pleasantville, right? So it's like
I think they kill old people or something.
It's the same thing as Pleasantville. So like, it's the old man molests the young boy.
Right. That's how he sees color.
Yeah.
Every time someone comes in your ass, you see
right.
Another
the
color.
Mom in Pleasantville comes. Mm-hmm. She like jacks off, and then she can see color.
Jacking off is the secret to colors. That's why if you're colorblind, if you get molested, fixes it right up.
That's a good point.
Yep.
If just, Pleasantville meant anything,
if you it's people. You know, people think you put on those weird little glasses and that fixes it. Nope.
What glasses?
There's glasses that make you not colorblind.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, or at least there's a viral video that I saw that did that.
Was it square? The aspect ratio, like, was it like one of those Facebook?
Yeah, it was one of
like
those.
In a
and
square.
Like up top, it said like you won't believe.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's
and then
like
the bottom is like a bunch of fire emojis.
Yeah, 100.
But yeah, they. So what happens if we see those? Put those on. Do we get extra color? Because you know, there's
probably
more colors that our brain can't even fuck with.
Yeah,
there's like fucking starfish and other kind of animals that see. Wild.
Do starfish
colors.
See anything? They don't have eyes.
Well, there's like an aquatic thing or something. There's something that would catch you off guard. A shrimp, says Amber. A
there
shrimp
are shrimps that can see other colors?
They see some fucked up
lots
like
of animals
slash
well,
green
like,
slash pink shit.
The same thing
as
like noises you can't hear. It's just
right. It's
a spectrum of
which fucks
frequencies.
Me up. How does that happen, dude?
What do you mean,
and
how
also
does
there's
happen?
People.
It's like X-rays are technically
I know,
light.
So someone can see X-rays?
Ultraviolet light.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. Infrared light. That's all just...
Snakes see infrared, right?
Yeah.
That's tight.
Vipers.
They're sick. They're like
that's
predator.
Me. I'm not a rattlesnake anymore.
You're a viper?
You're a viper?
Puerto Rican viper?
Yeah, yeah. Cool, dude. That,
that's good.
It's the same thing, but more tracksuits.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah. Puerto Rican viper.
Yeah.
Sav and I accidentally bought the same tracksuit without telling each other.
Yeah, it's pretty
I want to get that Nike. There's a Nike one that I like.
I'm thinking
about
a little
taped,
Nike.
Is it taped on the side?
Taped?
Yeah, that's what these are called.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called tape. Taped.
I like it.
You got the same one, but
I got too many Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah, I just bought the pants for these, but
oh, you're gonna see me just dripping sauce in that Hunter Green shit soon, baby.
I really like the green.
What
one,
you mean
too.
Literally?
Yes, marinara will be coming off my lips when you see me. And the way you christen a tracksuit is by having a big Italian dinner and then hitting your wife. I have to get married.
I saw a Chinese guy beating his wife outside of Best Buy this morning.
Christ.
This morning?
This morning, yeah.
What?
Wow.
Well, at first I thought
did
it was
you stop
too.
Him?
Yeah, I did. I stopped next. I thought it was two Chinese men, so I stopped.
You'll let the fellas figure it out.
Well, as soon as like people realized it was a woman, they were like, "What are you doing?" Because he wasn't swinging at her. He was just sort of shaking her around. People were like, "Whoa. Stop!" And then she like took off.
And then she threw a smoke bomb down.
Well,
the
it was funny. There was a
gong.
A smoke clear and she disappeared.
There was a moment of like. You know, this is just how they settle disputes.
Yeah, it's cultural.
What do you like, karate?
I don't want. Yeah, they love fighting.
They love combat. That's
you have before you
there's
break
a lot
up
of honor in combat.
As long as they're the same belt in China, you could do domestic disputes.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's a yellow belt, he's a blue belt. Yeah, that's unfair.
Also, I don't know what she did. Maybe she's like fucked up and had a daughter or something.
I read today.
I would be pissed.
The discrepancy.
My Chinese
in China,
wife had a daughter.
I saw. I think
it's
what 16 you're
million.
I think what you're talking about is a viral video that Russ Green reposted.
I think it was Russ
Facebook.
Green. Yeah.
You didn't read shit.
60 million.
Damn China.
No,
instead
no,
of killing
a,
your daughters,
a,
we got a place
it.
You can send them. Yeah. Adam's house. That's a right. charity where he adopts every little Chinese girl.
He raises them
for good, honorable reasons.
Oh, don't worry. There's about it. There's 60 million more men than women, which is like,
so what are they gonna do now? Start
just put them in the
Chinese.
Army, dude. Make them super soldiers.
Well, we're fucked, dude.
Yes,
no, they would just be regular soldiers.
Nah, dude.
No, but they're horny, dude.
They're
you know
they
come
don't get
from
the
NOFAP.
Fuck?
Yeah, those guys are gonna be fucking
gonna be
so horned up because they've never fucked.
They've never fucked.
That they're gonna become super soldiers, and then mm-hmm. China's gonna really fucking run.
Or
shit.
They do make them do the fusion dance from Dragon Ball Z.
What is that?
Where two guys become one even more powerful guy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's called,
is
the called
fusion gay
dance?
Sex?
It's called the fusion dance. It's called gay sex. Also, it's called, gay sex.
Is that what
one guy's
sex
dick is?
Is
in it. Yeah, he's just on his back with his dick inside of him and he's shooting a gun.
It's just like,
gun.
It's
don't
just
ruin
like,
the end of Call Me By Your Name for people. If you haven't seen it, they fucking go super
did
sane.
Did you see it? Did you see it, guys?
I saw it.
I thought
it
was good.
I'm not
no one cares what you thought.
I'm not interested.
Did you think it was good?
I loved
homosexual.
You loved it? Nick loved it? Well, actually, I know that because Dasha was telling me, he's like, yeah, Nick's been texting me about Call Me By Your Name because he doesn't want to admit to you and stop that he loved it.
I said it on the podcast.
Did you? Well, I
of course,
listening.
You don't pay attention to anybody.
I haven't been here for 3 weeks. No, you didn't see it when I was gone.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't see it when
did
I was
mention
here.
It.
You mm-hmm. definitely saw it after New Year's.
Yeah.
No, right. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. But
so wait. For real, though, what are they going to start busing in different kind of Asians?
Like, I don't know what they're going to do.
Are they going to start busing in Taiwanese?
Are they
going to
invade other countries? So
they love buses.
It's true. Yeah. They'll just use the Atlantic City buses. Oh, fuck. Maybe they'll do a program where they trade
the
old Fung-wa? Bitches.
Yeah.
You get an old American wife if they lose enough money.
Remember that Atlantic City bus that crashed in Queens last year? Did you watch that video?
I do not remember that.
I remember that.
Atlantic City. It was like going like 60 miles per hour and like a 30.
I think we were doing the podcast at that point.
And it was like it like hit under an underpass or something, right?
Isn't no, it hit a.
It was in Flushing,
it hit a metro
right?
bus.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The driver died, but no one else did.
I can't imagine that. No, a couple of people died. I can't imagine like 6 people died. I can't imagine like taking a bus to Atlantic City and that's how you die.
Yeah,
that's gotta be a
no.
Bad
those
way.
Guys, those people are better off
probably.
Than the life they were living.
One of the guys that died was like some like Ukrainian guy. It was like it's like a couple weeks after his like 60th birthday or something. And it was his first day. He was like, I'm gonna go on morning walks. for exercise. And it was like his first day going out for exercise. And
again,
blammo!
The dangers of exercise. The dangers of exercise, brother.
God damn it, dude.
Blam!
Adam West Batman visuals.
You get
early death.
You get
your child's an orphan.
Meet the same fate as Ian's father.
Come on. He's not here.
I know.
So sad.
I know it is.
It's pretty sad. Yeah,
it's smashed.
Getting smashed like pianos, like a fucking Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I think I made that piano accordion joke.
Piano accordion.
You know, accordion. Yeah. I used to think piano because they got the keys. You know, it's like a foldable piano is what an accordion is.
Did they used to drop anvils? Like, was that a thing that people did in real life?
No,
I just think it was the heaviest thing.
Yeah, they're just heavy as shit.
They didn't drop them out of planes or something before bombs were invented.
Yeah, what they used to do was drop
heavy things. Shit.
Yeah, they definitely invented planes before bombs.
Did they? Yeah, no, they didn't.
Yeah, you're for sure right.
Sorry, I didn't know. I don't somehow, know about military
somehow they,
history.
They
like
skipped
your
explosives and went right to internal combustion engines and the ability to fly.
It makes sense to me.
I love flight, dude. If I could fly, I would be like nice. What about you guys?
I smoked loud on the plane.
Did you?
Back from South Africa.
On the plane?
Yeah.
You had that little pipe?
I had the pen.
What would you do if they pulled you over?
Take me back to Africa?
Take you back to Africa.
Whatever, dude.
Would you stay?
Yeah, political prisoner.
How come you didn't get me a mask? Like I asked.
Did you? I have an extra mask if you want it.
It's on record. I asked for a mask.
Okay, I got you. I got you on a
mask that turns you green.
I thought that. I thought
I got
we
you
made
guys something from the accountant's office today.
What'd you get?
Stole a bunch of Snickers minis from.
Oh, thank you. thanks, bro.
Yeah,
I got you on a mask.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What about me?
I got you on like a textile men's. What do you call it? Sarong.
Oh,
like
I love
Zulu men's sarong.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I forgot to bring it. I was going to bring it actually for you.
Fuck. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I missed you guys, dude. That trip was too long. I was with my family for too long.
Your family is
going
gay.
On family vacation at 30 is like not. You shouldn't do it.
Of course not. Why the fuck
it
would
sucks.
You? That was a wild
It was
choice.
Fun. I mean, it was a really cool place to go, but
I saw you fucked some penguins.
Dude, I hung out with penguins.
Are those the penguins from the cereal box?
Mm-hmm.
Puffins.
They're African penguins, though. I don't know if they were from. Yeah,
yes.
Puffins.
The yeah, Fruit Loops.
They had a whole club penguin. Yeah, no, that was amazing.
I wonder if you put like a toucan around a bunch of penguins, if the penguins would assume the toucan is gay.
A gay
yeah,
because
he's like he's too flashy. Yeah, it's so incredible to see how
they're like don't let the toucan around the children.
We can't let toucans be teachers, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to have their own eggs.
It's incredible to see how retarded they are at walking and how incredible they are at swimming.
Penguins,
yeah, they like walk like so slow and stupid, and then when they get
it's kind of like you with watching you
bullets.
Try to podcast, and then also after that watching you try to be gay.
Yeah, I know. I'm not comfortable being gay yet. I know I'm a.
You dive into a man's
I'm
ass
a
like
mean
a penguin.
Podcast machine.
Diving into
no,
the ocean.
No, he meant the other way. He meant the other way. Clearly,
no, he did not.
But yeah, we should. I mean, it would have been tight if. We went on the
I'm not
trip
going to Africa.
To Africa.
But here's what
yeah,
we
I'm
should
not going
do.
To fucking
here's
Africa.
What we
why,
should do.
Why do you say fuck
that
Africa?
Shit. Here's yeah, what we yeah. should do. We should book a fucking trip. We should do a show in London
mm-hmm.
and maybe even Amsterdam, and then we go to Greece.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking big dick maneuver.
Dasha wants
you,
to go to
put
Greece.
Put a lot of thought into this.
I just thought of this today.
Oh,
I was
yeah?
talking to George. He's like, "Let's go." You were like,
"People
let's go to
want
Greece
us
again.
To go."
Why
to
is
London?
George involved?
No, I was just talking to George. I'm thinking out loud because he wants to go to Greece, and I'm like, "Hey, you know it'll be fucking tight."
Yeah.
Get the boys and listen. Come over to Greece, meet the fuck. Although,
I'm thinking we go Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. York, you know, Pennsylvania.
Trenton.
Yeah.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hell
that's
yeah,
the capital.
Dude.
York, Harrisburg,
yes.
Allentown,
yes.
Wilkes-Barre.
Scranton.
Scranton.
Oh, yeah. Get my dick sucked.
We do.
Office
we tour the entire
you
United
think Pam
States.
Is there?
Yeah, know? She's still there.
The whole United Where's States. Where's the baseball? Pittsburgh State College.
The suburbs of Philadelphia.
Where's the Little League? Where's the Little League?
Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Princeton.
Voorhees, New Jersey. Where's this? Where's the Little League World Series?
Isn't it in Cooperstown?
In your bedroom? Yeah. In front of the camera on the tripod in your bedroom?
I deserve that. I gotta be more careful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
With your pedophilic tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Because now everyone knows you fuck the whole Little League World Series, both teams.
It's in Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't it in Cooperstown?
No. I think it's somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Bro, all I'm saying is let's go get some bangers and mash. Okay.
In Londres.
In London town.
Townie.
Let's fucking put on one of those big hats.
Yeah. Let's pants those guys.
Those guys
that
have
can't
to
move.
Fuck in that outfit, right? For sure.
The Buckingham Palace guards?
They get to take that hat home, don't they? Or do they have to check in at the palace?
The Marge Simpson hats?
You're not allowed to keep it after you're done with your service.
Why not?
You know, it's like an M16. You have to give it back. I used to think, for the longest time, I thought that if you were in the Army, you got to keep all your guns after you left.
Yo, honestly,
like,
you're
into adulthood,
that?
I thought.
Can I
like,
be honest?
It's like, well, what's the fucking point of joining the Army then if you don't get to keep the machine gun at the end?
That's funny because I never thought about it enough to realize you don't get to keep the guns. But you get to keep the uniform, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you
so
keep the uniform.
So then they probably keep the hat. The fucking Buckingham
Palace. Those hats seem expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like 8 of those Jew hats stacked up.
I know. And those are expensive.
I wonder how much one of those big fucking hats cost. What do you think they're made of?
Fur?
Ooh, fuck. Really?
You think?
I mean, I guess. It's the
feathers?
It's the fucking... It's the Queen's guards. They gotta be fucking decked out.
I guess so.
Mink?
I have no respect for the royals.
Shut up, bitch.
I don't. That's my political position.
Shut up with your fucking DSA political opinions.
No, I'm not in the DSA anymore.
Yeah.
I quit.
Give a fuck about royals.
I got a girlfriend. I don't need to
I'm
be
in
the
Burger King Kids Club.
Do you remember that there was like a black kid with that had the visor, like the guy
from
Star Trek?
We've talked about this 800 times.
Yeah.
Never mind.
DJ Kid.
Or was
whatever.
It the white kid that had
the
visor?
No, he was like from the future.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, we've talked about
this. What the fuck is... Oh, yeah. Okay, we're halfway through, so we're going to take a break here and we'll be back in a minute. Nice. Stay tuned for some advertisements. Everybody's
Whoa.
Favorite. Well, everyone, it's break time, and I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you about one of my favorite pastimes, making wild predictions and putting other people's money on it. How do I do that? Well, aside from having a successful podcast where people blindly listen to my financial advice, I'm also a patron of a website called BetDSI.com. What's BetDSI? Well, they're not like any other gambling website. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they got an A-plus rating on every sportsbook review website on the internet. They got an easy-to-use mobile app, and they offer odds on pretty much anything you could possibly bet on, professional sports, politics, reality TV, your child's future, you name it. They've got a great mobile app, so you can gamble anywhere, you know, at home, at church, your nephew's bris, anywhere you want. They offer live in-game wagering, so you can make plays throughout the games. I've used this service myself, and folks, I swear to God, this is the best sports betting website I've ever used in my entire life. And you have my word on that. That's probably the only honest thing I'll ever say in my life. So check out BetDSI.com and use promo code CUM25. That's CUM25, capital C, lowercase U-M, 25. And they'll give you a free $25 and an extra 200% bonus on any money you deposit. So CUM25, BetDSI.com, check it out. It's free money. We'll be back. With, I don't know, some shit about today's games, or Sunday's games with Adam and Stav in a second. Thanks, everybody. And we're back.
Yep, that's right. Take Blake Bortles and the Jags and take
any day
the Vikings.
Oh, these are your picks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See that?
Sure.
I think those are the fashion picks. I take Patriots and I take...
No, fuck
who's
Adam.
Playing, who's playing the...
You can't go against Blake. You can't go against Bortles Mania, dude.
He threw like 150
fucking hater.
Yards.
Hater.
These are all things you should bet on the website
that's
that was
right,
just
that we just talked about.
That maybe just me just talked about? I don't know yet.
Yeah, probably
Nick
just you.
Did, yeah.
Here's a little secret about radio is...
Which is not what we're doing, by the way.
Yes. Sometimes things are said in different orders
Yeah.
The magic, mm-hmm. the sleight of hand.
We haven't even, the first episode you guys have already, of this podcast ever,
mm-hmm.
we haven't even recorded it yet.
Yeah.
You've listened to it already, but.
It's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah. This was recorded in 2014.
We record this podcast at CERN. We use that fucking time machine that they built. Every episode costs $86 billion.
Hell yeah, dude. That's why we're not really making any money. It seems like the Patreon's doing well, but we're barely covering our expenses.
Yeah, between the particle accelerator
and the thrones.
Gran Turismo racing wheel.
Yeah.
And constantly getting reconstructive surgery on Adam's asshole.
Yeah.
After he gets fucked every weekend by huge ass dicks.
That's true.
I can't be shitting my pants constantly during the podcast. Yep.
I don't have
I
any
need to get it tightened.
I don't have any betting advice because I guess not crypto, the bottom's falling out on crypto.
Yeah, yeah. Nick, are you going to issue an official apology?
I didn't. Because I never told people. I said, anybody who asked me after Ripple went past a dollar, I said, don't buy. Because no one ever said it was supposed to be worth more than a dollar.
Mm.
But yeah, because Tim Dillon asked me, and I told him that exactly that. And the same thing with Racine.
But Racine seems like he put his whole life
savings when it hit $3. When it hit $3, I said on Instagram, you should get out before.
Nice.
Before the whole thing collapses. I like you pretending like you know anything about cryptocurrency.
Yeah, you got to buy
anything that happens in the market.
You got to buy the dip. That's what's going on right now. It's dipping. You got to buy.
Fuck crypto. I don't give a fuck. I never gave a fuck.
I never gave a fuck. But Racine is getting into investments right now, and it's really funny.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
We were at Costco, him and me, and he was talking about how he really likes Fila tracksuits, and he's like, yeah, you know, like, we should probably invest in Fila.
I think that
Fila
was his
about
hot tip
because
they're coming back.
Yeah.
I was like, I like how people who confuse, like, shopping with investing.
Yeah, he thinks that, like,
yo, that's one of me. I have no fucking idea what investing is.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping it that way. All my money's in a brown paper bag under my fucking mattress, the way it should be.
Yeah, way to tell the federal government that. Stuff.
Yeah, dude, maybe it's called
the
red herring.
Government tomorrow what both of you made last year. That's my job.
Can you tell them, Lev?
No, because then I owe that fucking
whatever,
money.
Man. So be a pal about it.
Just be a pal to us.
No.
Be a pal to us,
never.
Man.
Nick, where would you be without us? We're your best friends.
Be a pal about it, bitch.
Learn how to deduct things.
I deduct all the time. I deduct my pride constantly.
You don't have any pride.
He's talking
about. I deducted it.
He's talking about going to those Korean jack-off salons in Chinatown and having his ego stroked as deducting his pride.
Yeah,
he
doesn't.
That off
first
as a
of all,
business
you know
expense.
When he said Korean. He got a happy ending, it was just someone be like, "You're good at podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not the worst one on."
And Kong you know Kong. What? You know what? I had a small tear go down my cheek when that beautiful angel
when that
told
man
me that.
Finished on your face.
No,
yeah, that wasn't tears. Yeah. A man was squirting on you.
You guys,
yeah. And squirts
out of
just
his ass.
Pee, so...
No, it was diarrhea. It was out of his ass. It was clear diarrhea.
he's an anal squirter.
He puts like a little crystal Pepsi of
he
shit.
Puts a little Karo syrup in his ass, and then he just squirts it out. Fuck. I want to invest. I want to take down the Anglos, you know?
What are those?
That's non-ethnic
the
whites.
The British?
No. That's people like Nick.
Oh,
you know, that's the man.
Yeah.
I'm a Mediterranean American.
Yeah.
And
I'm an Eastern European.
Nah, we're not interested in having you in the coalition.
What do you mean? I'm not Anglo.
Yeah, but you know what you are.
I'm technically not Anglo.
Nah, but you
are Irish.
You are.
Yeah, what is that?
It's every
from
white
the British Isles.
Hibernian.
Nah, man. Everyone is not European. You know, Anglos, white guys.
Why don't you just identify with bald people?
Yeah, why is it bald?
Well, it's just because I'm
bald.
I just
glasses and bad teeth and overweight.
You mean you mean people who? What was the last one?
Overweight.
Well, bad teeth and overweight.
Yeah. Well, first number one, I choose to cut my hair short. Number two, sure, this is some unfortunate.
You look like
work.
like a truth.com ad about candy.
Is that the cigarettes?
Here's
thing?
The truth. Yeah. It's delicious. That's the truth you need to know about candy.
Yeah.
Truth.com always tried to make it sound cool not to smoke cigarettes. They'd get like rap kind of people.
It is cool not to smoke cigarettes. That's swung back around, I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're a bitch if you smoke cigarettes.
It's cool to smoke now.
No,
it's not cool to smoke in the 90s.
No, I don't think
now
it's
cool
anymore.
Again.
A lot of people in New York smoke cigarettes.
How about this?
Yeah,
it's cool
because they're poser.
The 2 months
bitches.
Out of the year that I'm smoking.
Yeah. It's cool when I'm on cocaine and drunk as shit.
Mm.
That time it's cool. But other than that, it's not. You taste bad. You know your mouth tastes bad when you smoke ciggies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry, man. What?
I should have drank some BCAAs during the break.
Jesus Christ.
Drink my creatine during the break.
Big cock ass.
Ass.
Ass ass. Big cock ass ass.
Here's a debate that's never been settled. Do people have two asses or one?
You have one ass.
You have one ass.
No.
Two ass cheeks.
You have two cheeks, one ass.
But those, each one is an ass.
The whole cheeks comprise one ass.
If you have two holes, then you have two asses.
I never understood that expression, I'm going to do it half-assed, because that applies to so few things.
Half-assed means one cheek or half of two cheeks.
How would the dog wear pants?
Yes.
How would the dog do goatsy?
No, I mean, what are you doing half... What do you use your ass for that you could only use half of it?
Use half
sitting
your
in
ass?
A chair?
Is that like a plumber?
That seems
thing?
Harder than just regular.
Is that like plumbers? You're going to do it like a plumber because half his ass is hanging out?
They work very hard.
Yeah, they're not really working gentlemen.
No, I don't think so.
You try a day in their.
They actually don't. If you watch a plumber work, they don't work very
hard. They
don't
work
hard. Do they not?
And they'll
it's
come
a very
out,
easy job.
They'll come out, they'll be like, oh, this is a fucking, you know, this is a diagnostic. It's going to cost you $90.
Yeah, like imagine you go into the world of like home repair. You can do HVAC, you can be a carpenter.
Uh-huh.
You got it hangs drywall, and then you choose like, well, I'm going to fix shit. I'm going to the tubes.
I mean, that sucks.
Shit tube.
I love getting some shit. I love getting some shit square.
I love getting my shitty ass tube.
Get my shit tube sucked off.
On my nuanced ass tube.
I got a nuanced ass tube, baby. Uh-huh. You know what's fun?
Huh?
Calling not pussy, not only, maybe... Maybe it's really good pussy. Not only is it square, it's cube.
Yeah.
Getting some cube.
Wow, nice, that's three-dimensional.
Three-dimensional pussy, dude.
Cool.
I love getting cube.
A tesseract hole.
Okay. What's a tesseract?
I don't know. Some kind of theoretical shape.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah.
I thought that was from Marvel.
Tesseract. So
what are you talking about? No, it's a shape that has like four dimensions.
Four, yeah. Tesseract. Means four.
Oh, well, I watched Thor on the plane, and that's what Loki was trying to steal.
That's what Teresa means in Greek?
Tessera.
Four?
Yeah.
So it's like...
That's the fourth.
The fourth dimension.
Ena diotria tessera.
My beautiful daughter will be four forever. My
beautiful daughter. That's what you name your daughter if she's ugly. She's four. You let everyone know she's a four.
Oh, okay.
Tessera.
Yeah. Tessera. No, Teresa, that's a different... The R is in place of the S. I think Teresa is a Greek word, name. But I don't know what it means.
Teresa?
Yeah, I don't know what the,
that's
what
a Greek
meaning
name?
Is. Well, I've
most
met Greek
names
women.
Are Greek.
Yeah, a lot are.
I guess I have a Greek name.
I guess, yeah, Nico.
Yeah.
Nico, Nikolaos. Mm-hmm. Agios Nikolaos. Which in Greek, Saint Nick is not Santa Claus, it's Saint Basil.
Mm. Yeah.
Saint Vasilios. And they're both just Turks.
St. Basil is a Turk that gives you presents?
So St. Nick. They're all fucking Turks. A lot of saints are like Turks.
Oh, that's why Santa Claus has a turban.
That's right, yeah.
Whoa.
That's right.
Yeah.
Any other words you guys want to know in Greek?
How do you say Jew?
Evreos.
Evreos?
Evreos.
Okay.
Man, this sucks. I hate chipping my teeth.
How'd you chip it? On a guy's dick? That was really hard.
On a barbell.
On a what? On a barbell? That's a gayer answer.
That's even gayer.
Yeah.
And you chipped your teeth in a barbell in CrossFit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did you say to the audience that you're a CrossFit guy?
Yeah,
now?
He's been talking about
it I did.
Before you left. Bitch.
Sorry.
I know these things that you want to like giddily laugh at like a fucking faggot.
I'm not laughing. And you don't have to.
So we already did all that.
You don't have to gay bash
once
me
again,
for
you're
using
weeks
a word.
Late to a joke.
I've been gone. I've been in Africa.
Stay sharp, man.
Mm-hmm. I've been an exile.
Stay sharp.
I've been a political refugee from this country and this government.
You should have been in Africa shadow podcasting.
How do you feel about Trump says saying he weighs less than you?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's not true.
It's not true, right?
It's
does that piss
true.
You off?
How much does he weigh? 240?
He said he weighs like 238 and he's 6'3".
No shot.
Which is like Tim Tebow.
No chance he
Tim
does
Tebow
that.
Is like 238. 6'3".
How about him fucking the porn star from 40-Year-Old Virgin?
I can't believe
that. He looks like he might just be mostly loose skin.
No, he's fat.
Nah, he's fatter than
he's
that.
He eats McDonald's all the time.
Yeah,
my man
he's
is
got
fat
like
as hell.
A terrible diet. Yeah.
238.
I
wake
up.
Sometimes fat people can be deceptively light.
I'm the opposite.
They don't have any muscle tone.
Yeah. I'm the opposite because I have.
Because you've been fat your whole life. So
I have large legs. I'm very strong.
Your body's ossified.
I'm very strong. No, that's not what's going on.
Yeah, but you're very weak, though.
My upper body is weak. My lower body is very strong. Mm-hmm. But even for a week, it is weaker than my lower body. But I'm still a formidable opponent.
Mm-hmm. In the ring?
In the ring, that's right.
In the onion ring, maybe.
Stop it.
Eating as many onion rings as possible.
I don't like onion rings that much,
actually. I fucking love onion rings, dude.
I don't like when they're too oniony.
What? Not enough batter, you mean?
I like more batter. Yeah. I like a thin strip of
onions
onion.
Really are a thing that like shouldn't be fried.
100%.
They don't work.
It makes no sense.
But I do love onions and I love breading.
I love breading.
I like when you go to Long John Silver's and they give you the extra trash, like the extra shit from the deep fryer.
they just do that? I've never in my life been to a Long John Silver's.
Oh, you're stupid, you got to get the biscuits.
You got to get the hush puppies.
Do they have LJS here?
Long John Silver's has the best
fries. Oh, no, that's
fries.
Red Lobster's got the biscuits, the cheddar biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you fucking idiot.
Sorry. I confused both of them.
Long John Silver's has the best fries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Followed closely by Roy Rogers' curly fries.
I'm not a curly fry guy.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm a fucking traditionalist.
I love curly fries.
I like a nice fucking hand-cut, plain-ass, square-cut
As a kid, you would have curly fries occasionally, and I wouldn't remember where they were or how I had access
to
them. But anytime you would see regular fries, you'd be like, man, what about those like special fries that they did that one time?
I will give you that. It did feel special. Yeah. Even me, not a huge curly fry fan, I'd like to throw it in every once in a while.
They used to have them in my school cafeteria, and I used to fucking get stoked.
Lucky for you, man.
Yeah.
We had fat wedges in my school cafeteria. Shouts out to Poly,
potato
Baltimore Polytechnic
wedges.
Institute.
Yeah.
They were okay, but I too potatoey for me. Same way, you know, I like a thin, I want it crispy on all sides. I like it uniform. Yeah. I don't like irregularities in my fry.
What makes a good fry is you cut the fries and then freeze them and then deep fry them after they've been frozen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I like a nice
fresh
fry.
That's the way to
fry.
Do it. Nah, you gotta freeze them first.
Greek style. Greek restaurants have like shit that's like kind of, you know, I just said I don't like an irregularity, but sometimes I do like a hand, if it's very fresh,
wedges.
I like it. Not a wedge. I just like it with a little fucking, you know, it's alive. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a machine, a human being. You can feel.
You don't like it.
You can feel the energy transferred
from
their hand to your mouth.
In-N-Out Burger, they make the fries there. They have a machine that slices the potatoes.
Okay.
And then they fry them there. They don't get them from like a frozen bag.
Okay.
One of the reasons why people freak out for In-N-Out Burgers.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I like In-N-Out. I could. You know, but it's nothing wild.
It's not amazing.
Yeah, it's a regular ass burger.
You know what I was saying the other day?
That you
Red Robin, great burgers, reasonably priced.
Never been to Red Robin.
We should go.
I'll go to Red Robin.
Do they still have Red Robin?
There's got to be one in
it's
Queens.
It's a suburban thing.
It's impossible that there's not one in Queens.
I feel like there's one near me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queens is the place that has like all those kind of chains.
Bro, Queens rules. It's like, I'm in Astoria, and then it's like 10 minutes one way, you're like, oh, I'm just in the motherfucking city. And then 10 minutes the other way, it's like you're in the
suburbs. Yeah.
Like, there's a Home Depot, there's a Guitar Center, a Best Buy, all like a big-ass parking lot. Close as shit to me.
It's weird that guitars would warrant their own center.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, they do so much more than just guitars.
But they know that that's the flashy name that's going to get people in.
Yeah. I love going there and playing with that DJ equipment because it's like you spend 5 minutes with it and you're like, oh, yeah, anyone could be a DJ.
So every comic now is a DJ.
Who?
Everyone.
Brandon?
No, I'm just saying like a lot of comics like DJ.
Okay, name two other than Brandon.
Will Winter is always DJing.
Oh, like shows.
Yeah, like friends will, like, and it's, you know.
Is he even a comic anymore, though? Because I only see him DJing stuff.
I think
he's on shows?
I think he's on shows,
okay. Who else?
I don't fucking know, man. They just do. There's more.
There you go.
The fucking,
Aziz.
Yeah, Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
He does a nice, cool, cool V technique with the turntable.
Scratching.
Yeah.
He does a scratch.
He's got the claw scratch. That's how he learned how to finger, was DJing.
Yeah, man.
I didn't understand that part. He puts his fingers in the mouth and then the pussy.
He puts his fingers in her throat in a V. He just doesn't know how to fuck? Is that what came? Is that that article?
I think mostly that's the takeaway. Yeah.
That sucks.
Adam does everything in that article except with three fingers.
No, that's not true.
It is.
Yeah. I'm a good lover.
No, you're not.
I think I'm a good lover.
Nope, we actually did a survey while you were gone.
Yeah, Dasha told us off mic. Dasha.
Yeah. Why would Dasha she be with me then?
You had Joyce on the phone?
Yeah, we called her.
You called
We were all getting brunch. Mm. Us, Dasha, and Joyce, and Sammy.
Someone told me after the show in D.C., they were like, dude, great show. By the way, your ex-girlfriend sucks. He's like, she spends all day just calling people racist on Facebook.
Mm. Did they know her or something?
Yeah, I guess they know her from D.C.
But yeah. Like, cool. Well, don't talk about me and Nick's friend Joyce like that.
I'm still very close with Joyce.
Yeah, we talk.
Nick literally still follows her on Instagram. He's like, dude, you should see this piece of shit post you just did.
Come on, man. Don't say that. I don't want that to get back to my dear friend Joyce.
Yeah, dude. You know how much explaining we're going to have to do at the brunch me and Nick have with Joyce every weekend?
You go down to D.C. to have brunch.
Sometimes
with her?
She comes here. Sometimes
we
go there.
Fly her
sometimes
up.
We meet.
Fly her out?
Sometimes we meet in Philly.
She's giving us DJing lessons. Yeah. So we could be like all the other comedians.
Damn.
Every other comedian.
There's a couple more, man, that I'm fucking blanking on. But yeah, a lot of guys do it. Courtney will DJ sometimes.
Courtney Farrington?
Who? Yeah.
Does he?
The homie Farrington.
I'm imagining him DJing shirtless, Bane mask.
Yes. You know, my man is
the
jacked,
dead
dude.
Mouse mask with the Bane mask.
Yo, on
top.
On the little mouse nozzle.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Joker Mickey.
There's definitely a guy in Greece called DJ Joker Mickey. Yeah,
who's ready to listen to music?
Everybody, take your pussy out.
Nick, are you going to be one
all
of those
the good girls take their pussy out?
Are you going to get into like Bane mask workouts?
No, that's just
those
stupid
air restriction things.
No, I'd smoke cigarettes, dude.
Dude, you need
you
to
smoke
do that.
Cigs until pull-ups?
You need to do that just thing. To protect your teeth. You need the Bane mask.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, if you're
are you gonna
one.
Start lifting weights with a mouth guard in?
Nah, I'm just gonna chip all my fucking teeth. I chip a tooth like every 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time when a guy's really hard dick?
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible. Stop.
Well, maybe
his dick would have to be really
that's
hard.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, not just eating and shit.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
I feel like I would have chipped a tooth eating if it was possible.
Yeah, he eats all the time.
I do, and hard stuff.
Yeah.
I'll eat things quick that are
maybe just grind fried. Your shit down. You have short teeth. You know what
powerful.
I'm saying?
Powerful. I have powerful teeth. It's like the way shorter guys can squat more. My teeth just come down harder.
You know?
There's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of potential energy.
You do have weird short teeth. They look like little fingernails.
You have powerful teeth, yes.
I have.
Because it's like there's the transfer from potential to kinetic energy. Less of it is lost with my I have dense teeth.
They're denser. Mm-hmm. I got that.
They're compact.
Except for the gray one.
It's not gray.
It's kind of a hue. It's kind of a gray.
It's like a little tombstone.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm going to get it replaced with a gold tooth. Relax.
That's going to be really sick.
I am going
to
do that.
I want to get a gold tooth on the bottom. One of my gums has like receded all the way to the bottom of my mouth and one of my teeth, and it's probably going to have to come out, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm going gold tooth.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That I had first.
No, I've been having it for
absolutely
years.
Not.
I've been keeping an eye on this tooth.
No chance.
Yeah.
I've been a gold tooth boy. My mom had gold teeth when I was growing up because like that's just what they, like in Bulgaria, they just replaced them with fucking.
Well, everybody's parents has like fucking, unless your parents
like
have good
weird
teeth.
Fillings and shit.
The silver shit is.
Lil V had a full gold ass fucking
when
tooth,
our parents were kids.
And when I saw that, I was like, nice, I need that.
Well, those
shit.
Last longer. The metal ones last longer.
Hell yeah.
If you get the resin ones, they don't tell you that, but you need to get them replaced in like fucking 8 years or
yeah, whatever. you get 10 years, I think, max.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I gotta get a fucking. So anyway, I got high hopes for my friend's uncle, who is a dentist in Jersey City. I will be going there in a couple weeks. He's very busy. He's packed. I think that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. That means he's highly
touted.
Requested. Yeah.
And hopefully I'm going to be out here looking beautiful, gleaming.
I'm going to get a gold ball.
That's not bad.
I'm going to have one of my balls removed and replaced with gold.
Mm. Would it weigh? Well, then, man, that's pretty heavy, though.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Yeah, but
you mean the inside, the testicle, you wouldn't even be able to see it?
Well, I'm going to get my sack replaced with a clear one.
Oh, that's good.
Cool.
They
like
sell
those backpacks.
They sell them at the one of those like Indian cell phone accessory places. Mm-hmm. My friend, come here, please. I will give you clear balls, so everyone can see the electronics inside your balls. Look at my penis and balls. They are clear.
Oh, the cock too is clear. Yeah, it's like one of those little earthworms.
You see all the wires and stuff. Yeah,
look, yeah. I don't want to come off racist here.
Every
Indian guy's got a clear dick.
I read the Aziz article.
Very true.
He's had a move called the PlayStation controller, where his dick was clear and you could see the circuit boards. And
but it was
lights.
Kind of like a purple tint.
That shit was cool.
His weird fucking.
That was the N64 you're thinking of.
Capacitor-filled dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep, the fuck is
fucking his iMac dick.
That's what I call my dick.
His Generation 1 iMac dick.
She did everything short of
damn, sync. Girl, you want to see my wires? How do you want me to fuck you with these wires?
She did everything short of saying he has a tiny penis in that article.
That would have been awesome if she did.
It was really embarrassing.
Like, yeah.
And it wasn't sexual assault.
He got flamed.
Yeah.
No, it was not sexual assault.
But I think people are now saying that
we already covered this in the last episode.
Oh, sorry.
It just wasn't chill, but it wasn't sexual assault.
Yeah, I know you want to come in here thinking that these takes haven't been expressed. But
no, but we...
All right, well...
What happened today in the news? See, I'm slacking. I didn't read the news. I did nothing. I went to an accountant. I feel like shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Why? Are you sick?
No, something's wrong. Like, I just can't sleep. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I can't get to bed till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, bro.
And then I wake up at like 7.
You gotta chief a little ganja.
I guess. I don't know what it is, but I just...
Or do melatonin or something.
I just wake up and then I'm fucking up.
Are you anxious about something?
No, I've been good lately, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, things.
Is there something on the horizon that you're worried about?
No, everything's actually. There's a lot of things I'm excited about.
Right.
Maybe I'm just allergic to being happy.
Dude, no joke.
Yeah. It's probably true.
I don't know how to be like. I've been I'm kind of happy, and I'm just creating problems that don't exist.
Well, it might be that I use depression to go to sleep for so long.
Yeah, it is a good sleep aid.
Yeah.
I was in bed the first year I was here. Mm-hmm. I would sleep for 12 hours.
No, yeah, at nighttime I'm like still in a good mood, which is usually reserved for the morning. So it's like, you know, I'm like, well, maybe get some writing done or, you know, read or work on stuff or clean my room. Like, there's just more shit I want to do. But I don't feel manic either. Like, in fact, I kind of came off that. I was like manic a couple weeks ago, I feel.
Like a month ago.
Yeah, with all that pedophile shit. And then I kind of crashed after that.
By the way, you should just go to a therapist also.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like you should just probably just get
therapy.
That feels
wrong to me, instinctively.
Why are you you're so proud?
I'm not proud. It's
yeah,
just
you
like,
are.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with fucking pride.
No, he's dumb. He's a fucking idiot who doesn't think it's like good to go to therapy.
You sound like a Chinese parent that they don't trust like Western medicine or something.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
It's not medicine. It's talk therapy.
It is medicine. They're doctors. They went to medical school.
Yeah,
not all of them.
But it's not like there's no guarantee. I don't want to sit there and just talk to somebody that's like, this is why you do that. And I go, huh. Well, I guess now I have a thing to be insecure about having like a personality flaw.
That's not the point.
No.
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah,
of it.
The point is I don't think it'll do anything. And, well, and also, like, my problems are fucking manageable. It's not like I'm, you know, like, things are fine.
We're not saying you're not, like, you know, very.
No, you should go to therapy. So, I mean, everyone would do better off, I think, going to therapy.
I think, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't like the idea that, you know, everyone should just. Well, like, what is that? Everyone should just go to therapy.
I think it's pretty fucking true. Like, everyone has fucked up shit about them.
No, everybody should have values that they embrace and derive some sort of mental stability from that.
Like religion?
Yeah.
Yeah, but has that worked for you?
Yes.
But you were just telling us how you don't feel like stable.
And you don't understand why.
I did not say I don't
feel
stable.
And you were just saying how you don't.
I said I can't sleep.
And you were manic 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
well, that's like an example of that, right? You can't process happiness. You can't.
Nah, it really is probably just like exercising too much and then fucking not eating enough.
What? I have something you can eat.
Yeah, because I've been doing those CrossFit classes, which I'm not used to.
It's like a hot dog.
To like justify, you know, the money I spent on fucking CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'd never do any cardio, so just even like the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're not eating enough food?
No, I'm eating enough, I'd say.
There's something you can eat.
He's talking about his penis. Do you actually want Nick to eat your penis off of your body?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
It's kind of like a popsicle.
Yeah.
like a warm popsicle.
Cold and shriveled. with a tiny little joke inside. Very funny. His penis is humorous.
Humorous, yeah.
It's a good humor.
Good humor, yeah.
You know, yeah, don't ever try to beat me to the punch. You'll lose every fucking time.
I can beat you. I've beaten you.
You've never beaten
I've
me.
I've beaten you.
No, first of all, you've never written a joke in your life.
I've written jokes.
You don't know how to write jokes. All you can do is tell stories on stage.
Why do you have to be mean?
Because you're going after me.
For what? I'm defending myself.
He said, I'm a mentally retarded person. I need to go to a doctor.
You do. You are.
No. You are and you do.
I'm not insecure.
Yeah, you are insecure.
Oh, who's attacking me now? Again, you.
You're insecure that we told you that it might be good to go to
the... You are the one attacking me.
You're doing it!
Oh, dude, I rewatched Big Lebowski again last night.
It's the best
fucking
movie ever.
Walter is such a funny character. This is just like shit. Every time probably the first 15 times I watched that movie, there was new shit I would notice that I didn't see before. But like, there's a part I didn't even like when they go to see the kid who stole
the
Iron Lung Dad, and they're just at the door, and the look on John Goodman's face when he's like smiling at the housekeeper, and he's like, "Is he?" And he just has like the most saccharine bullshit smile on his face.
His level
of like comedic acting is
so good.
Unfucking
John Goodman rules.
He's like the funniest fucking guy, and it's crazy that he's just like a guy that wanted to be a serious actor, and he's capable of being that.
He could have
been
he could have been the funniest guy of his generation.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, ma'am, but the Supreme Court has ruled numerous times against prior restraint. Walter, this isn't a fucking First Amendment issue, man.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Man, what a great character. Shout out John Milius.
Who's John Milius?
He's the guy that Walter Sobchak's based on.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Look at John Milius.
Yeah, look exactly the same.
Who's John Milius?
Was he in Vietnam?
I think John Milius is probably one of those guys that wanted to go to Vietnam and couldn't because he was like fat. So he had to like dedicate his life to stealing valor or getting as close as he can. You know who's worse than the guys that just straight up steal valor is the guy that's like using the military alphabet or whatever. And he's
"I,
of course, myself never served, but I have the utmost respect for those people." You know, close as they can.
Yeah, at least steal valor. Yeah. At least be like a fucking weird sociopath.
Yeah.
Not like a loser.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
John Milius is he's a writer and a director who's like probably the only conservative that was left in Hollywood after like, I don't know, the 70s.
What did he make?
Conan the Barbarian. He co-wrote Apocalypse Now. He wrote the speech in Jaws about the USS Indianapolis. Dawn.
Dude.
Yeah, John Milius is the fucking man.
That's good conservative art right there, baby.
Who are the conservatives? I guess him and James Woods.
Yeah, James Woods.
Bruce Willis.
There used to be a lot more. Isn't a conservative so much as he is a Zionist. But I mean, I think he's pretty progressive.
Yeah, because I think Chabad got him off of drugs.
Yeah.
Even though he's not Jewish.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, that's strange.
I wonder if he wants to fuck his daughter. I would.
Yeah.
Well, she got them DSLs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She got them big.
Mm-hmm. She's got a baboon's ass right on her face.
She doesn't look good, like as good anymore, right?
Yeah, after the mastectomy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That kind of ruined her in a way.
Didn't she get new tits?
You mean fake tits?
I don't think they're fake.
And fire, you're going to jail, bitch. Throw that bitch in jail.
Throw her in jail for getting fake tits.
You're watching TMZ. Yeah, we spotted this bitch who had breast cancer coming out. They're not even doing celebrities anymore. This bitch had breast cancer. She had to get fake tits. Harvey Levine or whatever the fuck his name is like, ooh,
that guy's like 75 years old.
Yeah,
he looks good.
Him and Sandy Kenyon go to the same.
He's gay.
Yeah, that's why he's like
sperm
works
injections
out.
Yeah. into their brain.
That's good.
He's one of those
10-year-old boy sperm injections.
Oh, yeah.
They have Dominican boys who had puberty at 9 shipped in to collect their young cum to inject directly into Harvey. Anyone named Harvey is probably a sex rapist.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was like the
Keitel,
like,
probably.
No, he did like the interviews after the People's Court. That's what Harvey Levin.
Oh,
remember?
I don't.
Like after the trial, he'd be like, "How do you feel about the settlement?"
Oh yeah, that
dun,
is
dun,
right.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, Harvey Levin was the.
I didn't know that.
I guess the reporter.
Adam's got
or
a coffee table book about every Jewish person ever, so he knows all these things.
It's a very high stack.
Yeah. That's so funny to be in that kind of entertainment where it's like you don't even have any skills or talents.
Oh, he's going to hell.
Or want to make dream or like yeah. want to make art. You just like want to.
Wasn't
be on
he a
TV?
Radio guy?
No, like he was this, a lawyer.
Anytime there's a piece of shit in entertainment, it's oh, the story is they were a radio guy.
right,
a lawyer.
They were like a morning radio guy that would do like, ooh, I guess some dumb bitch got breast cancer. It's still not, it hasn't been 30 minutes, so chill out. I don't know why you're freaking out about time.
I got to host the 8 o'clock.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have been fucking late to the show there, pal.
You assholes were supposed to start without me.
Oh, I told them not to.
No, we said 5:30, yeah.
I said we should do it, the three of us.
Yeah.
Because I love you.
Thanks, man. I don't give a fuck.
Well, okay.
That's what I thought of you.
Anyway, so, yeah, he was a lawyer.
I want a rice cake with some peanut butter and honey on top.
See, that's not enough calories, dude.
No, that's just a snack that I want right now.
It's a nice snack. That is a very nice snack.
Yeah. I went to Smoke Joint again the other night.
Oh, nice.
Shout out Smoke Joint.
Where, in Astoria?
Fort Greene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That barbecue place.
That place is good.
You know, I was ordering from there, and I forgot that I had actually been there because it was just a barbecue place I had been to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so fucking reasonably priced for, like, good barbecue.
It's not bad.
It's insane because it's, like, cheaper than it would be in Texas, even.
Really?
And, like, yeah, and there's a premium on barbecue here. Beef prices are, like, fucking through the roof.
It's across the street from that Biggie mural.
You know what it is?
Tourists take Instagrams of.
Their brisket is, like, kind of like too fatty. The cuts have like way too much fat in them, so maybe you like.
I love that shit.
Well, I don't like eating.
I love
just
a fatty brisket.
I love fatty brisket, but I don't like just eating fat with no fucking meat.
That is where you and me differ, my friend. I love a nice fat globule of fat. Just num 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 num. Fucking eat that shit up.
Yeah, I like, you know,
sex with men.
Yeah,
I like to have sex.
Well, sorry for being tired on this one, folks, but what are you gonna do? Sometimes you chip your teeth, you can't sleep. And
I've had a full day therapy, work here, stand.
Yeah. I gotta go do comedy now.
I actually worked for a real day.
Yeah,
it feels strange.
I had a fucking real day. That, you know what it was? I was up late last night going through all those expenses for the last quarter. So that kept me up, and then once I've been doing math for hours, I'm like...
Your brain hurts. You have a headache that won't go away.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I do a single math problem, I get my head... I remember
as a kid, like, math and, like, gym felt the same. It was, like, exhausting.
You just tuckered out.
Do math. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, every time I tried to read as a little kid, I would fall asleep.
I loved reading. I used to read a lot as a kid. I loved reading and writing, but I hated doing math.
I hate math too.
Yeah,
I hate math because there's a specific answer and you can be wrong. Whereas everything else,
yes, that's true. You can talk like,
how do you know that's not the answer?
Yeah, yeah,
fucking bitch, teacher.
Yeah, liberal arts are all about your feelings on things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Math is all about like if you get one step wrong, the whole thing's wrong.
I actually feel like you should jerk me off.
Is that your feeling?
Those are my feelings.
Well, I disagree.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. And, you know, if you guys want, start a petition to have Ian brought back. I think we all know what the variable is.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
All things considered. If you want to talk about doing the math.
Are we still... This is like a joke from like...
2x
February of last year.
What's
I think it's a
joke?
Year old.
It's not a joke.
That was getting kicked off the podcast.
That wasn't a joke. You were kicked off the podcast.
No, this is a.
No,
it's
I wasn't.
A callback,
Ian came
dude.
On.
Hmm?
And then Ian came on. Remember
he was,
we did that episode?
He auditioned.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now it's been 30 minutes. So
great.
We can go. Stay tuned, guys. If you hated this, we're saving all the jokes for the premium episode. If you want a better show, make sure to pay us money.
That's right.
To hear the same kind of bullshit.
But there's double it. There's more of it.
There's bullshit.
Twice as much bullshit.
Yeah.
100% more bull.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.